Amen. Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well done, Simon, son of Jonah. Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but God who is in the heavens. Well done. So I'm going to give you a new name. From now on, I'm going to call you Rocky. And Peter gets this great name because he's so wise and profound. He's a spiritual leader. He understood things. He never made mistakes. He was a miracle worker. He gets it because he has received faith. It's not that he was a secret Catholic. He received faith. Faith is not a logical development, an explanation of the universe, figures everything out, and if you just study hard enough, you'll get it. It's a gift. Up in this exquisitely beautiful two verses of Romans. think it may be one of the best passages in the whole of the Bible. I implore you, my brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to offer your very selves as a living sacrifice, not to be burned up and immolated, but like the burning bush, burning with life and love and faith, but not consumed or destroyed. A sacrifice, the word means to make sacred. Not how much can you give up? Oh, I'm such a good Christian because I'm so miserable. Oh, if you only knew everything I've given up. Live as a living sacrifice, making life sacred. Paul says, that is the kind of worship for you as sensible people. And I know this is a sensible congregation. The worship of life through us. Adapt yourselves, therefore, no longer to the pattern of this present world. You know that pattern, power and domination, right? Adapt yourself no longer to the pattern of this present world, but let your minds and hearts be remade and transformed, and then we will be able to discern in the midst of times of chaos, we can discern what is good, what is acceptable, what is mature. We need that so badly. This wonderful little prayer is just starting to sort of rise up from within me. I didn't ask for it. And it's so simple. And it's simply, I love you, God. I love you, God. And it just moves her and releases things and gives her a sense of contentment, especially when she's going on walks, sees the clouds. She mentioned seeing children playing. And I know some of you have had that kind of thing. It rises up from within. I love you. And then she looks at the people around her. And she goes, ugh. Ugh. How can this great gushing love inside of her, she says, be cut off so quickly? I said, it's like a spigot, isn't it? The water's just pouring out and suddenly gets cut off. And you say, who did that? Be this gap. What's going on here? There's a former member of Peace who has now passed on, who told me years ago he'd attained the age of elderhood. And he said, you know, I love my children. And they're all in their 50s and 60s at that point. I love my children, but I don't like any of them. I don't know what they're doing with their lives. It makes no sense to me. Like you, I just roar. That's one of the greatest truths I've ever heard. I love them. Can't stand them. That's how we are. That's how we are. We go back and forth. That's what a life of discipleship is, going back and forth, trying to get centered for a while, connected with God, with what really matters. Then we go out to live it and practice it, and it all falls apart. People around us drive us crazy, and we run back over here, and you know, St. Francis, that's how he lived. He'd go up the mountain, the cave of contemplation. Oh, to be inside God was just so good. And then he couldn't stand it anymore. He'd run down the mountain to be with the people in the villages, especially the lepers. And after a while, he couldn't take it anymore. He'd go back up the mountain. And then he'd go back. And he finally went to St. Clair, his good friend. He said, I don't know what to do. This is driving me crazy. Back and forth and back and forth. What should I do? And she said, can't you do both? That's it. And that's how he lived the rest of his life. Only he wasn't afflicted by, that's how I live. It's who I am. Okay. That's what the psalm is telling us today. Remember, friends, if God doesn't build a foundation, it's going nowhere anyway. It's just going to collapse if there's no foundation. Do you remember that part? Especially you in construction. You know, it makes all the difference. But then you go out and build on top of it. I guess there's another way of approaching it. It's what the Buddha said. No need to go on pursuing so doggedly truth and meaning and purpose. Just give up your opinions. Can I get an amen? I can't give up my opinions. Well, just give up your opinions of other people then. I can't give up those. All of those are right. What kind of a fool would I be if I gave up my opinions? Well, then give up your opinions about yourself. Well, then who would judge and condemn me? I don't know if there are enough people to judge me, are there? I know there's some volunteers, but I really need. If I don't feel judged, I'm just... Then give up your opinions of God. Because those really don't matter. And it might create a little more space for the Spirit to work with it. Wouldn't that be nice? So Paul continues, I recommend, therefore, try to think of others as at least as good as yourself, and then exercise the gifts that you've been given. You who are prophets, prophesy. Know that you're going to pay a price, but prophesy. Teachers, teach. You who do practical service, serve. You who encourage, encourage. Those who practice mercy, love it. You who are generous, give from the heart. You who are leaders, be conscientious. But practice your gifts. For the good of the whole. I do need to share a special word about those of you who've been called to encourage today. I guess it's a word of admonition. I think you're slacking off. I can't tell you how desperately we all need to be encouraged these days. And so please, if that's your calling, would you please up your game? I mean, really, really, this is needed. In fact, I'm even considering asking some of you to volunteer to encourage other people for, say, you know, maybe the next 3 months, or we can stop it at Thanksgiving, but times are hard. And we need that encouragement, so just go out and practice it this week as best you can, anywhere, just encourage. So that's how it works, this discernment, exercising gifts, going back and forth, wondering where we
That's the stuff that leads to moments of grace and insight
and compassion. And as the man said, I mean, you really notice, it also leads to a life that is really rocky. Amen! The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts in mind.